But the fact is, and I can only speak by my experience, usually we have a tendency to do things the way we've always done them, right? When it comes to how we practice our faith, we are creatures of habit. Think about how you grew up with the rituals, the familiar hymns, or all the things that we do in church, the liturgy. It's the same, and it's comfortable, and it's familiar. And if things are done differently, we might not be okay. We might feel unsettled at some point. I remember I had a conversation with some folks. This was a while ago, but it was about the communion bread. We had some people in our church who were gluten-free, gluten intolerant. And so we talked about changing the bread that we usually have to one that is gluten-free. And the concern that was raised about the taste being different surprised me, because really, the communion is about connecting with Christ. It's really not about the taste or how much we have and, all those things. And using that gluten-free bread would be a true way for us to be one, right? Partake of the one bread and be united in Christ. But it was hard for folks because they were used to that taste, that change. It was familiar and comfortable, and it was hard to let go. Friends, sometimes we don't even realize it, but there needs to be some things that need to change. Change is good, and it can even be better for us in the long term, even though it's different. Even though it's different and uncomfortable, change can lead to good things. And so we have to be very careful as we begin this new year to not go back into our old habits of the way we've always done things, that we don't miss the connection or the transformation that Christ wants to bring in our lives. Every single thing we do in church, and as Christians really, in our lives, not just in church, from how we make decisions with our families, our kids, where we live, what school we're going to send them, how we're going to raise them, all these things, what they're going to be involved in. Are they going to be involved in church? Is that going to be a priority? Or are they going to be more involved in the things that seem good? All the other things that help for them to grow and develop skills. Those are good things, but what's the priority that we have? We have to make those decisions, the path that we embark upon. Today we read about the Magi. They were bold enough to do things so different that they traveled more than 900 miles in a time where there were no rest stops, there were no cars, and it was the most uncomfortable way to travel. I think about myself and how comfortable I've gotten and used to the car, that even the idea of traveling 2 hours, from here to visit my family in Brooklyn, sometimes the traffic can be that long. I get a little antsy thinking, oh, that's so long. My goodness, that's nothing. 900 miles on camel without rest stops, right? Without all those comforts. Can you imagine the difficulty of that? They didn't even have GPS. They didn't have phones, or they didn't have a way of knowing where they're going. But they went because they were willing to do things differently, because they understood that there was something big happening. That they were willing to follow a star because it pointed to the King of Kings. And so, my friends, you and I are also invited to on a different journey, to do something different in this new year, to go places where it's uncomfortable to go, where we don't want to go. But because God calls us, if we follow that star, if we follow our God, we will find ourselves experiencing something miraculous, extraordinary. And I pray that as we enter in this new year, that we can hear and understand the message and the lesson from the Magi and allow ourselves to go on a journey. Let us pray as we consider what that journey might be for us. It might be different for all of us, my friends. We're not all called to go on the same journey, but it's a different one in our faith. So let's pray. Holy God, we hear the story of the Magi, and we want to find you at the end of our journey. We want to hold on to you during our journey. but we can't do this in our own. Help us to let go, Lord, of the way we've done things and the path that we have laid out for ourselves, and instead follow your way and do things in a way that pleases you. All these things we ask in the name of Christ. Amen. So here's the thing. We all know this, that change is good and it can lead to good things, but in order to be able to follow through and to, in fact, do things differently, we have to recognize its value. We have to understand that it is something worthwhile. Sometimes we know things in theory, right? But we don't necessarily practice it. For example, we all know that as we get older, we can't eat and do things the way we've always done. And I learned that Christmas and New Year. You know, parties, gatherings with family. Guess what? There's a lot of food. And I ate more than I should have. And I felt the effects. So the fact is, I knew this, and I saw the helping that I was getting, you know, on my plate. I saw it, and I went back for seconds, let me tell you, knowing that it was something I should not do, but I paid for it. We all know things. We still go after it, because in our humanness, we are creatures of habit. And sometimes we want to satisfy the craving that we have now, or the need that we have, or the desire we have now, knowing that in the long run, it might not be the best decision. Objectively, I know it all in my head, but the aha moment came when I was actually experiencing it. You know, when I was just not feeling good. Our faith is like that sometimes, my friends. We know in our head, in our hearts, that there's a God, and we're familiar with the story of Christ being born, coming to us, God with us. We read it in the readings, and we saw it in the pageants, and we can probably even recite the story, right? If you were to tell your grandkids, your kids the story, you know it. But sometimes it becomes so familiar, so rote, that it loses its aha. Epiphany means a revelation, right? Something that you understand, an aha moment of sorts. And in Christ, we understand that God has taken on human form to be with us, to help save us. The Magi had this epiphany, and they followed the star. And that's what we celebrate today. Epiphany Sunday means an appearance or a manifestation, especially of a divine being. So that's Christ. And the Magi are a part of that story. You know, usually we include the Magi in the Christmas pageant, right? Right after the shepherds, the Magi, they make their entrance. But the fact is, the Magi did not come immediately at that time. They came maybe a year or even 2 years later. They came at a later point. They followed the star from the east, and when Jesus was born, the star came into being. And so it took them a while for that journey to figure out things. And Scripture tells us when they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. Upon entering the house, not the manger, upon entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Matthew 2, verse 10, 11. So they entered the house, my friends. It took them a long time. Their journey took a while. Sometimes we grow up in the church, or we've heard the story, and we feel like it's one that's familiar, that we know it, but it's not until we experience Christ personally that we have that epiphany. We understand what it means to have God with us, to encounter Jesus. My friends, it's not until when we're at our hurting and our deepest moments, where we have wounds and when we have struggles, we have questions, we don't know what path to take, we don't know what journey, we don't know how to deal with the things that we're facing. And so it's not until that we are on our knees before our Lord, asking Him to help us, to guide us, and we receive that peace, we receive His presence, we feel God with us, that we understand in a whole new way what it means to accept Christ as our Savior. Coming to church, going to services, participating in all the activities and events, even serving means nothing if we don't have a relationship with Christ. Friends, my question to you in this new year is, have you encountered Christ? Have you followed Him even through the difficult journeys? the questions, even when it seems that the path is just too difficult for us to follow. Have you kept at it? My friends, the answer can only be given by you. I can only offer the invitation, repeat the invitation that Christ offers to each one of us to come to Him, all of us who are tired and weary and who need strength. All of us who need a direction, who need help to get into the kingdom of God, my friends. That way is Christ. And He tells us over and over again in the Scriptures, you've heard these words. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You've heard them, but I pray that today they land for you in a way that you need to hear. Too often we follow the way of the world. We follow the familiar and comfortable route. But that route is not going to lead us to the kingdom of heaven, my friends. If we have things in our lives where we are challenged, where we have struggles with relationships, and we allow the way of the world to lead and guide those relationships. For example, if we allow ourselves to hold on to our anger at one another, our bitterness at one another, our hurts, that's not going to lead us into the kingdom of heaven. That's not the way that Jesus teaches us. If we're going to keep doing the things the way we've always done them, by looking out for our own needs first, so using our time, our talents, and our gifts in this new year for providing for ourselves, providing for our families, if that's the direction we've always done it, because the world does it that way, if we're going to follow that direction, we're going to miss God with us. We're going to miss the baby in the manger. We're going to miss when Christ comes again. We have to be very careful of who we hear and who we follow. The Magi had to keep their eyes focused on the star that was leading them. If they took their eyes off the star and followed their understanding, they would not have found Jesus. You know, in fact, there was that moment where they came to the town and they sought human direction. That would have led them into a whole new path, right? When they arrived in Jerusalem, they asked people about, where is this star and where is the king of the Jews? King Herod heard this news and he calls them and he tells them, hey, you know, once you find this king, let me know. He had a whole new path. King Herod had a whole different understanding. He didn't want to pay homage. He wanted to retain his leadership, his power. He didn't want them to find Jesus. My friends, this world does not want us to find Jesus. Make no mistake, there's a war, there's a battle for your soul, so that on this path that Jesus calls us to go, to follow Him, the enemy will try to distract you on this journey. He will move us towards these ways that will keep us locked in, prisoners of our own earthly limitations, prisoners of anger, prisoners of unforgiveness, the bitterness that we have towards each other. Prisoners of what didn't happen, what could have happened, what should have happened, what people did to us last year. That's going to take us off the path to the kingdom of heaven that Jesus came to guide us to. God speaks to us in different ways, my friends. Open yourselves. Allow a whole new, different way of doing things here so that every decision you make, every choice you make, you seek what it is that God wants you to do. Because if we don't, not you, if we don't do that, we're going to get off the track.
Amen.
We're going to find ourselves lost. We're going to find ourselves separated from God, separated from one another, because we do have that purpose, and that purpose is, my friends, to make Christ known to this world. Don't get off track. Don't lose your focus. Don't keep your eyes on the star, my friends. God is with us in the most miraculous of ways. So in this new year, as you're making resolutions, as you're making an endeavor to have a better relationship with your family, better health, better this, better that, know that the way to this path, to a better life, to a blessed life, is Jesus. Keeping Amen. Our eyes on Him. Friends, Jesus reaches out to us every day, and he appears in the most unexpected of ways, and he calls us to get out of our comfort zone. It's much more comfortable to stay where we are. It's much more comfortable to stay in that space where we've always stayed. But that space that we stay in is not a good place, my friends, and we've experienced that year after year. So as we journey into this new year, let us learn from the Magi. Let us be willing to sacrifice. It could be sacrifice our way of doing things, sacrifice our time, our talents, and our gifts, and give it to God, and do things in a whole new way that will allow us to experience the true meaning of what we were created to do, which is to tell others about Christ, to make disciples. We can't make disciples if we're not a disciple. So I pray in this new year that we might continue to seek our Lord through prayer, make it a daily habit, through reading the scriptures, make it a daily habit, to feed ourselves spiritually so that we can be nurtured and strengthened for the journey. Because when those trials come, when the enemy tries to distract you, no. Instead, the words you will hear will be from God, from Jesus, who reminds you that I have not left you, I have not forsaken you. Do not fear, no matter what is in front of you. I am with you. Remember that. The words that Jesus, that our Lord, that our God gives over and over in the scriptures. Feed on it. Hold on to it. For the journey is long, but it is short. It's both long and short. What do I mean by that? You know, for those of us who raised kids, the days seem long, don't they? Especially when they're crying or they're hurting and they're sick. You know, it just seems so long, that time. But now you blink and they're teenagers. You blink, they're married. You blink, you have grandkids. Not yet. We got time. But it is a journey, my friends, that we have to remember we need God's help with. So, my friends, in this new year, I pray that we would intentionally, deliberately invite Christ in and follow him, even when he calls us to do uncomfortable things like forgive, like let go, like sacrifice. I pray that we seek the Spirit to help us do all these things, so that Christ can be made known, so that when he comes again, and he will come again, that we would be ready to receive our King. Amen.